Excellence is not an act, but a habit. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Excellence is not an act, but a habit. We expect excellence out of our children. We expect excellence out of ourselves whenever we can. We expect excellence out of anyone that we employ. We expect excellence out of our teachers. We expect excellence out of our governing officials. We expect excellence out of everyone. And it's really not an act, but a habit. So often we see acts of excellence, and we are taken by these acts of excellence, and we think they're quite beautiful. But when we watch what takes place on the long run, what sort of things take place? When Aristotle said so many centuries ago, excellence is not an act, but a habit, he was pointing out to what was going on in his government at the time, what was going on in the world at the time, how people put on a show. They put on a show of excellence. They put on a show that they're going to be fabulous, or that they are fabulous, or they can do a thing in a beautiful way. But then when it comes down to the mark, when it comes down to doing it again and again and again, they do not find it an easy thing to do, because it's not really their nature. And of course, if they found it an easy thing to do, then it would be their habit. But since it's not their habit, it's not an easy thing to do. You take our good friend Woods. When he takes his golf club and he hits the ball and puts it right where he wants it to go. He is an exquisite golfer. He's an excellent golfer. It's not an act, but it's a habit. He has made it a habit to always put the ball right where he wants it to go. He has always made it a habit to play golf in a most beautiful, dignified, responsible way. He has made it into an excellence. And everyone who watches him play, and everyone who sees him on the course, they say, "What an excellent golfer." It's a habit with him. Now, he could have it as an occasional habit, or as an occasional excellence when he is thinking positive, beautiful thoughts, but he has it all the time. We can all have it all the time, but it means that all the time we must have excellent thoughts. All the time we must have thoughts that say, this can be done, and it is done. This is the way it's to be done. This is the way that success is handled. This is the way we live our life. This is what really counts. This is what it's all about. This is the excellence of our life. If we can set that goal for ourselves, we could be another Arnie Palmer. We can be another Woods. We can be another outstanding being in any field at all. And we'll find that that excellence shines forth in our charisma. It shines forth in our self-confidence, in our belief that what we do is beautiful and good. We can do the very best. We can do the finest. And we make it a habit of doing the finest. We make it a habit of saying, "I can do that." We make it a habit of saying, "That is my normal manner of doing it." We make it a habit, not because we're seeing better than anybody else, not because we're trying to lord it over anyone else, but because that's our habit. That's our way of doing things. That's our way of living. That's our way of expressing ourselves. That's the way that we want to be. Now, some people say, "Well, other people can do things, but they can't." Well, other people have built the habit up, that's all. They built the skill up. They built the ability up. They took their golf club and they practiced. Now, the Globetrotters, who were very excellent basketball players, they played terribly. And I don't mean badly. They played very much. They played every day. They played even when they weren't playing. They would play at home. They'd bounce the ball in their backyard. They'd bounce the ball in their driveway. They'd bounce the ball in their living room. They'd bounce the ball in their bedrooms. They'd bounce the ball wherever they were. That ball was part of their being. That ball was under their absolute... Now, hear that word. That's a good one. That ball is under their absolute control. Because they said what they wanted that ball to do, and that ball did it. They said what they wanted that ball to achieve, and that ball did it. They said they wanted to hoop that ball, and they did. They said they wanted to make that ball dance out of the way of the other competitors and make it not available to them. So they would reach out, and it wasn't there. They knew how to bounce the ball into a half a bounce, a quarter bounce, a third bounce, a fifth bounce. They knew exactly the bounce they wanted to have so that it would keep it away from another person who was thinking it was going to be on a full bounce, who were thinking that they were going to be able to capture that ball and get it. But this winner, this globetrotter, this person who practiced and practiced and practiced, not because he was afraid that he didn't know how, but he was just making it a habit. And practice is what makes a habit of anything for us. When we make it a practice to speak well of ourselves, that's a good habit. When we make it a practice to speak well of everyone in our world, that's a good habit. When we make it a practice to love ourselves and say, I like me, 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 I like me. When we make that a practice, we're making that a habit. And so every time we think of ourselves, we think, I like me. Every time we think of another person, we say, I like me. Oh, now what do you mean? You think of another person and you say you like yourself? That's right. Because you cannot, you absolutely cannot like another person if you don't like yourself. You cannot respect another person if you don't respect yourself. You cannot believe in another person if you don't believe in yourself. Now, we look at a lot of people, we say, wow, aren't they great? And then we have that little thought in our mind, but could they do it all the time? Could they stand up to the test? Are they going to be able to do it tomorrow? Is that just their political way of saying something? And today they're saying they will do it, and then tomorrow they go do something else. Well, that's the way we act. We see in other people exactly who and what we are. We see in other people all of the limitations we have in ourselves. We see in other people all of the lack of habit we have in ourselves. If we believed in ourselves, we'd always say, yes, I can do it. Yes, this is my ability. Yes, there's no problem at all. I'm not a yes man to you. I'm a yes man to me. I'm a yes man to me because I can do it. I know I can. I know it. I know it. I believe in myself. I'm excellent. I'm excellent. Look at anyone who is happy, who is famous, who is successful, who achieves any goals at all, and you will find excellent beings. You'll find people who live lives of excellence, who believe in themselves, who have confidence in themselves. They have built up a habit within themselves of believing in themselves. They built up a habit in themselves of thinking that they're wonderful. And what happens when you think you're wonderful? You look out on the world and you see it's wonderful. You see the whole world is a wonderful world. And what a great way to be. What a great way to be. To look out upon the world and see it as wonderful. Can you do that? Can you look out upon the world and see it as wonderful? Only if you look upon yourself and see yourself as wonderful, truly. Only if you look upon yourself and see that you are excellent, can you look out upon the world and see it being excellent. If you are not excellent and you call someone else excellent, you are calling them excellent in your limited attitude of excellent. They're going to try hard and they might achieve it and maybe they'll do it and it'd be nice if they did. But you see, when you believe in yourself, you know whatever you put your mind and heart to that you go ahead and do. You know that you are excellent. You know that you are fantastic. You know that you are glorious. You know that you are wonderful. Now, Aristotle wasn't fooling when he said excellence is not an act, but a habit. You do not have an occasional excellence. You might have occasional lucky strike, but by persistence, by habit, you have it to be your nature. You have it to be who you are. What kind of habits do you have? Do you have habits that say what you really want to say about yourself? Do you have habits that say that you're a happy person, you're a joyous person, you're a content person? Do you have habits that say you live your life in a beautiful way? Do you have habits that say that you're a fabulous being? Do you have habits that say all is in divine order in your world? Do you have habits that say you are divine, you are wonderful, you are beautiful? Do you have habits that say you're great? Do you have habits that say you're a super being? Do you have habits that say you like yourself? You know, when people look at you, do they see a person who likes himself? Or do they see a person who is sort of wimping around, who is trying to make themselves like themselves, who is trying to be nice, who is trying to do different things, but can't quite make it because they just don't like themselves? And they certainly can never like another person if they don't like themselves. If a man wants to have a woman in his life, that man is going to show that woman his excellent habits, his excellent nature, his excellent qualities. And that woman is going to expect those excellent qualities to be throughout their marriage. And the man, he looks at this woman and he talks to her and becomes very infatuated with her and loves her very dearly and he likes her. And then he thinks, wow, isn't she beautiful? She has such good habits. She always puts things away. She's always orderly. She's always loving. She's always gentle. She never listens to gossip. She never talks to other people about their problems. She only talks to them about their solutions. She is a magical lady. Wow, she's such a magical lady. What beautiful habits she has. What beautiful habits. She's excellent. Oh, she's excellent. Yes, and she's excellent. And you are excellent. And you are excellent only as you build up the habit of being excellent. And you can build up a habit in every area of your life. You can build up a habit in liking yourself. You can build up a habit in respect for yourself and your world. You can build up a habit of being prosperous. You can build up a habit of being healthy. You can build up a habit of being a lovely person to be with other people and other people to be with you. You can build up a habit. Those are habits, and those are merely put into motion by doing certain specific things. If you want to have friends and you want to be a friend, then how are you going to be a friend? You're going to be a friend by being the kind of person that the other person would enjoy being with. You're going to be thoughtful and loving and gentle, courteous and kind. You're going to invite them as they invite you. You're going to be a wonderful friend. You're going to be a sharer. You're going to be a friend. And if you want to live in a healthy body, you're going to start liking your body. You're going to start saying, I love my body. I love my body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And you keep saying that. You keep knowing that. And that is the only thing in your mind. And pretty soon, that's the only thing in your body's mind also, in your attitude about yourself. And that's the only thing your body will know, is that you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. Wowee! What a beautiful way to go. And only because you chose to be excellent and develop the habit of having a beautiful mind, spirit, mind, and body, by your thought, by your attitude. Now you say, how could that apply to abundance? Very easily. Whenever you think of anything, you don't think, I want to go buy this, buy that, buy the other thing. You start counting your blessings. You start recognizing how wonderful it is that your body is whole and perfect. You start recognizing how beautiful it is that you can see the lovely things that are in the sky, that you can see the birds, you can see the bees, you can see the trees, you can see the flowers, you can see all that's lovely. And you can look at other people and find the good in them by seeing them. You can hear them. You can know them. You are abundant. You are filled with the blessings of the universe right now, and that's you. And as you count your blessings, as you delight in the abundance of every good thing in your life, what all might be a desirable thing for you manifests in your life. You might choose you'd like a new house, and a new house reveals itself to you. You have the awareness, you have the ability to manifest that in your world. And if you'd like a new car, you visualize that new car. You don't say, I want that new car. You just see the car and you fall in love with the kind of car that you think you'd like to have. Oh, but that's way out of my bracket. You don't have a bracket when you're in abundance, when you're excellent. When you're excellent, you just see, what is the car that turns you on? If that's what turns you on, then the ability will be there to bring it forth in your life. You watch and see. The excellence of you as being someone who can manifest in his life or her life exactly what you like, exactly what you like and want, it comes only when you are persistent in putting your excellence into continuous motion as a habit in your life. And that habit will bring all of the blessings that you could ever dream about, that you could ever desire, that you could ever enjoy right now. Making a habit is not difficult. Maintaining the habit takes a little work, but after a while it becomes easier and easier and easier. And as it becomes easier and easier and easier, then you say, it is done. And when you say, it is done, with Aristotle, you can recognize that excellence is not an act, but it is a habit. And you, as any pro sports person, genius, master of any area, may have whatever you wish, as long as it's your habit, that it be you. I love you. I love you. I love you.